From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Disjunctive Syllogism Dior, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is Disjunctive Syllogism Dior. She is a small finch tween, bright yellow and cream, quick-eyed. She carries a small, folded, either-or card in her wing pocket. The card has three lines. The top line says P or Q. The middle line says not P. The bottom line says, therefore, Q. That is the form, elimination by process of elimination. Dior is one of the cast's valid form teachers. She is not a cautionary archetype. She is a constructive one. The form she teaches is disjunctive syllogism, used heavily in detective work, troubleshooting, constraint satisfaction problems. The keys are in the kitchen or the living room. The keys are not in the kitchen. Therefore, the keys are in the living room. That is the move. That is Dior's whole job. Dior is, importantly, very firm about one thing. Process of elimination is real reasoning. When you have narrowed possibilities and eliminated alternatives, the remaining possibility is the answer. That is not a gimmick. That is reasoning. Dior teaches the scaffolds, the discipline that makes the form work. The disjunction must be exhaustive. If P or Q misses some option R, eliminating P does not force Q, could be R. List all possibilities first. That is the discipline. Dior also notes the generalization, disjunctive syllogism scales, P or Q or R, not P, not Q, therefore R. Same form, more options, same elimination move. Dior grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village's option narrowers, the Finches who helped the council narrow seasonal choices by enumerating and eliminating. We had been doing it for generations. She walked to Logic Quest at 22. Inspector Logos asked her, "What is disjunctive syllogism? P or Q? Not P. Therefore, Q. Process of elimination. The disjunction must be exhaustive. You are appointed." She has been disjunctive syllogism Dior ever since. It is not hard. It is eliminate. The survivor wins. List all possibilities first. That is, more or less, Dior's whole position. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math and Discrete Math. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.